A very warm welcome to you as we come to our Sunday service, especially if you're joining us for the first time today. We are delighted that you are part of this service. And if you're part of our regular church family, welcome. It's so good that we've been able to stick together during this time of lockdown. Now, Thursday that just passed was Ascension Day, the day that we remember that the resurrection appearances of Jesus came to an end. But he is still with us. He's still with us by his Holy Spirit. I've got a couple of bits of artwork to show you to start off this morning. Here's a nice, simple, but so vital message. Jesus welcomes us with open arms. His arms are stretched out towards us today. You can approach him, I can approach him, we all can approach him. We can all know something of the Father's love that Jesus tells us about today. And here's a piece of artwork that was inspired by the message from last week. It's a message of forgiveness. For our righteous God is virtuous, everlasting, non-judgmental, earnestly saving sinners. And just take a moment before we sing our first song today. God is non-judgmental. God is not a fault picker. God is somebody revealed in Jesus who throws his arms open towards us. So let's enjoy the welcome and let's celebrate as we sing our first hymn. It's an ascension hymn. It's a hymn that says that although Jesus has returned to his Father, we are not left as orphans because he has promised that he is going to be with us. Please do join in as we sing together.
Your throne, you
Hallelujah, indeed. We sing to Jesus because he is the victor. We're going to come to God now in prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we ask today that you will lift up our eyes, that we may see something of Christ in all his glory, and that through seeing him that way, we may see other things in their true perspective. Father, we confess that too often our eyes are fixed upon the things of this earth. We concentrate on the things that we want. We concentrate on things that upset us. We nurse the things that have hurt us. And Lord, it makes us harder to see your glory. So thank you today that we can spend time focusing upon your glory. You are with us. You have great things in store for us. Lord, give us eyes to see beyond what is in front of us, to see beyond what is temporary and short-lived. And Lord, help us to focus on the great truths that you have given to us, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is ascended, Christ has come to us through his Holy Spirit, that we can look forward to the resurrection that Jesus had. Lord, forgive us, restore us, remake us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, during this last week, we've been hearing a lot about mental health. It has been a big issue during lockdown. And as people who believe in Jesus, we can have as many mental health issues as anybody else. We do have a God to turn to. But we're going to hear now from a couple of people in our church family who are involved in a project that's linked to mental health. Please do watch and hear what they've got to say.
So, Mum, I heard about Legacy 20. What is it?
Right, so I've got this amazing friend at work, and so I work in the Children's Mental Health Service, and my friend, she set up this campaign called Legacy-20, because she's noticed, obviously, what everybody's doing on a Thursday night, all the clapping and all the appreciation for the key workers. Obviously, it's amazing, isn't it? But she was just thinking, well, what happens when the clapping stops?
Oh yeah, that is interesting.
So, that's why she set up this Legacy 20 page, because she wants to raise awareness for all the key workers, and especially for their mental health. Because what we know is, when we show love and kindness and compassion, it improves people's mental health. So she was thinking, if I do this page and get everybody to kind of sign up and make a pledge to it, we can sort of help promote mental health and raise awareness of key workers. So that's what Legacy 20 is.
I heard you had to make a pledge. What is a pledge?
Right, yeah, so the pledge, that's a really important bit about it. So, a pledge is like a solemn promise. So, we're all promising to clap outside on a Thursday night, aren't we?
Yes.
For the key workers. But what Legacy 20 wants us to do is to continue to sort of promise to show acts of kindness, not just now for the coronavirus, but forever. Because it helps improve people's mental health.
Oh yeah, that is very interesting. So how do you make this pledge? Where do you put it?
Right, good question. So, what you do is, you write your pledge out, and you go to the Facebook page, you go to Facebook, and you type in hashtag legacy-20, and then you make your pledge on there. It's dead easy.
So, I've already done a pledge. You can see it on the page, legacy-20 page. I'll show it to you now.
Okay.
For my pledge, I pledge to be kind to all the key workers and not take them for granted.
If you'd like to know some more about that project, I've put the link to the Facebook page on our church Facebook page. Please do have a look at it. It's a good project. And also put links to other sites that are helpful in terms of mental health. We've had a lot about mental health this week. We want to love each other. We want to support each other. If you want somebody to pray with you, please do ask. If you want somebody to listen to you, please do ask. We want to be a church family as much as we possibly can be. If you want to be part of the virtual coffee at 11:30, please message us now so that we can make sure you get an invitation. If we don't know you, we might want a bit of a chat first just to see who you are, but everybody is welcome to come and to take part in this. At the moment, we're posting a daily video, 8:00 every morning, to the Facebook page. We are in the time between Ascension Day, which was on Thursday, and Pentecost Sunday, which is next Sunday, two big celebrations of the Christian Church. So each day, for the moment, we're posting these videos. You can look at them anytime. Please do take a look to help us understand the incredible things that God has done. Next Sunday is Pentecost. We've also been asked to take it as Solidarity Sunday, and BMS World Mission, which is an organization we're linked to as a church, are doing some fantastic work, especially at the moment, at working in areas where it's not so easy to cope with the coronavirus. So we'll be hearing a bit more about that next week. Thank you to those of you who have submitted artwork for today. It's great to be able to show it. I love to receive artwork, poems, prayers, whatever it is you want to send. Please do message us. Please do keep them coming our way so that this service can have contributions from many different people within the church family. Now, Thursday was Ascension Day, so let's watch this.
Whoosh! Just like that. Like a rocket. Zoom! That's how he went. Better than any fireworks I've ever seen. Whee! And we were watching to see where he was going when a cloud came across, and well, that was it. Gone. Ascended. I didn't want him to go. He'd already left us once, and that was awful. We just didn't know what to do with ourselves. We moped around, fearful for our lives. Fearful for our sanity. I mean, he was our hope. We'd left everything for him, and he had promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. So, when he died, what did that mean? Wasn't he who we thought he was? Was he a fake? Was he a fool? Or even a fiend? So many questions and doubts. We needed him. He was showing us the way to be human, to live without the legalism of the Pharisees or the rule of the Romans. But it was just those things, the rules and the rule, which caused his death. I just didn't understand. Then he came back. He came back! Who has ever come back from the dead? Well, except Lazarus and that little girl and, perhaps I should have trusted him a bit more. Anyway, he rose again, just like he said he would. And he gave us convincing proofs he was alive, showing us his wounds and eating fish and everything. I mean, ghosts don't eat fish, do they? And he spoke to us about the kingdom of God, and it all started to make sense. All that stuff we'd heard before, but hadn't really grasped, well, until he died, I guess. One time when we were eating, he said, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." I got all excited. "Lord, Lord, are you this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He looked at me in his way, which means, "You haven't quite got it yet, have you?" I'm getting used to that look. He said, "It's not for you to know the times and dates the Father has set for his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Whoosh! Zoom! Gone! Ascended. Before I'd even had chance to ask him what he was going on about. And we were all standing there, looking up into the sky. Looking up into the sky like a load of ninnies. When we heard a voice. "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky?" Fair question, isn't it? It's a fair question, I guess. They must not have seen the whoosh. But now I think about it, they did look pretty amazing themselves. All white and shiny, like people from heaven. They said, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." I looked at my watch and was about to ask if they could give an estimated time of return, but they had already gone. So here we are back in Jerusalem. We are praying and waiting. Waiting and praying. And I can't say I'm not excited about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Whatever that might be. But to be honest, I'd rather Jesus came back himself. I need him. No one knows me like he does. No one shows me God like he does. But I guess, even more than that, the world needs him. Israel needs to be restored. God's kingdom needs to come to this world. And Jesus is the only one to do it. I really believe that. But I'm worried that not one Jesus would be enough. It's like we need God to send maybe 100 or 1,000 little Jesuses going around and spreading his kingdom, little Christs, empowered to do his work. We can't do it. We're useless. Come on, God, we need your help. Come on, God, we need your help.
It's time to pray. Let's pray together. Let's have a look at a piece of artwork that I've received this week. This is the one person in the church who took up the challenge from last week to reproduce what we saw in the video. This wonderful picture of God putting his arms around us and us being in the middle. And the prayer in the middle, let's have a look at it in close up, is a prayer for children as schools prepare to begin to expand the number of children who are returning, not this week, but next week. So, Father, we do indeed pray that you will throw your arms around everybody connected to schools who needs your support today. For children, both those who are already back, those who will soon go back, and those who do not know when they will go back. For parents, for family members, for staff, for governors. And Lord, we confess the mixture of frustration and fear that so many of us feel just now. Lord, we place it in your hands. Help us to be brave when we need to be brave. Help us to be strong when we need to be strong. Help us to speak when we need to speak, and to be quiet when we need to be quiet. And at the end of a week where we've been hearing so much about mental health, Lord, we hear the warnings of the World Health Organization of a global mental health crisis due to isolation, uncertainty, and economic turmoil. Father, we pray for peace for all who struggle today, and for guidance for mental health staff as they respond to this crisis. We pray today for those who live in countries that are affected by war, and for those who are asylum seekers, that you would help them today. We pray for those areas of the world where health systems are in turmoil, and we hear the warning of UNICEF about 6,000 potential child deaths a day due to the disruption in health services. Lord, have mercy upon us. And Lord, may healthcare be there for those who need it. We pray for those who are still stuck on cruise ships, Lord, that they would be able to be free soon and that you would keep them safe. We pray for those who have returned to work in manufacturing and other industries, Lord, that all the protection they need will be there. And we pray for those businesses who have not been able to respond and have no income. Father, we pray for the economy of our nation and the economy of our world. Lord, that you would enable us to move forward. And Lord, help us to do so without, again, dramatically increasing the amount of pollution that we bring to your world. We pray today, as we've been asked, especially for BAME workers in healthcare, some of whom are reporting issues of racial discrimination and injustice. Father, we do not understand exactly what is going on here, but we pray for this situation. Lord, protect all of our health workers, and especially those who seem to be especially vulnerable. And Lord, we pray today for those who grieve, whether these deaths have been caused by COVID-19 or anything else. Lord, give your support, we pray, and help us as family to reach out and to support each other and to look to Jesus, who is risen from the dead. Now, I'm sure many of us come with our own prayers today, so in a moment's quiet, offer your own personal prayer to God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. And now it's time for us to hear from God's word in the Bible.
Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke to them about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking up intently into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Thanks be to God for his word.
Our second song today speaks out the great truths that the church believes in.
Our Father everlasting, Thee all creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Saviour. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Judge and our defender, suffered and crucified, forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God the Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus.
Jesus told a story about a son who returned home in rags. The son had spent all his money, he had no friends. But when the father saw him, he ran to the son and embraced him. He put shoes on his feet, he gave him clothes, he gave him a ring, and he threw a big party. The son had a speech prepared. I've sinned against heaven and against you. But the father was not interested in the speech. He just wanted to embrace the son. And today, because the Father loves you, no welcome can be too great. That's how I imagine the party on Ascension Day. The Son, Jesus, who dies in shame, has now returned to the Father who loves him and who throws a big celebration. We don't just get a dollop or a splodge or a tiny little drop of God's love. The Father's heart towards us is full of love. In royal robes, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. Now, I know some people doubt this, but please try and understand this. Jesus died as a sinner. He died the death of someone who was totally against God's will. And he was welcomed home. He was welcomed home so that we can see how God welcomes us. Jesus says we are welcome too. The Father himself loves us. When Jesus died, he placed his spirit into his Father's hands, and he found that the Father could be trusted. If today you feel you are dressed in rags, however that shows, the Father sees beyond those rags and he sees you. You are worthy of his love because you are his precious child. The Apostle Paul, one of the earliest Christian missionaries, wrote that Jesus Christ ascended higher than all the heavens so that he could fill the entire universe. And that includes you and the people you love today. He goes on to say that the risen Christ gives gifts to his church so that we can reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Jesus ascends to the Father so that we can know him by his Spirit. More about that on Pentecost Sunday next week. Paul also wrote about what he called Christ's triumphal victory procession. And from there, he pours out the Spirit. Not a list of rules and regulations that could condemn us, but the Spirit who brings life. Now, in this week where many have been talking about mental health, this has a lot to say to us. A right picture of God is good for our mental health. Lots of other things, of course, are good for it too. I read this week one website about mental health that quoted Jesus. He didn't give him the credit for the quote, but it's words that go right back to Jesus. It is better to give than to receive. Well, it's true. And what it means is that God is the most blessed because he is the ultimate giver. That's the story Jesus told. The Father just pouring out his love on this son who is coming home as somebody who's completely messed up. But the embrace of the Father is bigger than anything that has happened to him, whether he caused it or not. On Ascension Day, there were two men dressed in white. They say to the disciples, "Why are you looking up in the sky? You see, heaven is not up there. Heaven is the invisible world that is all around us. God's love is not up there that you have to pull it down. God's love is here." Jesus has ascended to fill everything. And he represents God, who is the ultimate giver. So today, as God welcomes Jesus, he welcomes you. Say yes to him today. I invite you to do that. He will welcome you. I know, it's my own experience. You know, the Apostle Paul said that when Jesus died, he reconciled the whole world to himself. So today, you can come in to this reconciliation. God made Jesus to be sin for us so that we could become the righteousness of God. Now that's in quite technical language, but try and picture it in terms of the story Jesus told. The son returns, he's in rags, he's in a mess. But the Father turns him into something wonderful. That's what God does for the whole of his creation. That's what God does for you. The person who wrote these words about Christ filling the universe had persecuted Christians. He'd supported them being put to death, murdered effectively. And yet he turned to God and he found that God forgave him. He spent the rest of his life just wondering, but not doubting, how much God loved him. Just as he loves me and he loves you. I urge you to say yes to this God today. To tell him that you want to approach him, to draw near to him. You want to know his love. If you want to do that, and you'd like to talk about it further, please do message me. I'd love to have a conversation with you about this. But the important thing is to say a big yes to God today. And our final song today is one that's known as a children's song, although I always claim that the best theology is in the children's song. It's a song that speaks of God's incredible love for us. See if you can get the child in you today. And get your children to join in if they've snuck out of the room. And if you want to stand up, dance around a bit, join in the actions and speak out God's love for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey! 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 I don't just get a dollar for a splodge or a tiny little drop of God's love. God's love. How cool that I get it all, like a mighty waterfall splashing all over me. I don't just get a dollar for a splodge or a tiny little drop of God's love. God's love. How cool that I get it all, like a mighty waterfall splashing all over me. I don't get less if I make a mess. I never get less than his very, very best. His love for me is totally free, and nothing I can be a fool will earn. So praise him with your hands in the air. Now praise him with dancing feet. Now praise him with your hands. Let's clap now. Praise him with your whole body in. Now praise him with your voice. Let's shout, shout. Praise him. Everybody come praise the Lord. Hey! 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 I don't just get a dollar for a splodge or a tiny little drop. Got with the dancing feet. Now praise him with your hands, let's clap now. Praise him with your whole body in out. Praise him with your voice, let's shout, shout. Praise him, everybody come praise the Lord. So praise him with your hands in the air. Now praise him with dancing feet. Now praise him with your hands, let's clap now. Praise him with your whole body in out. Praise him with your voice, let's shout, shout. Praise him, everybody come praise the Lord. Hey, hey, hey. God's love truly is amazing. Thank you for being part of our service today. By the way, Doug Hawley, who wrote that last song, has put on his website a third stay-at-home crazy roadshow. It's aimed at children, families, but open to anybody to have a look. Please do look it up. I've put the link on the church Facebook page. But for now, may the Lord bless you. May you know his peace. May you know his love and security in all things. May the ascended and risen Lord Jesus be real to you during this next week. Amen.
We have a couple of extra things for you today before you leave us in a moment. Some outtakes which our Bible reader is happy to share with you and which we hope will make you smile. But before that, we wanted to take a moment to thank James for all the hard work that he puts in each week preparing these services for us. They have been a blessing to many and we're very grateful for your ministry. Since Monday is a special occasion in your household, we wanted to take this opportunity, James, to offer you a very happy 60th birthday.
I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up into heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit. Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Acts chapter 1. No, just stop.